Was there anything else that happened in the combine for you two that...
Oh, we were going to get the Reuben Foster.
Yeah. Oh, dude. What's the real story?
So, Reuben Foster's at the hospital. They're taking tests and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it took a long time. The story is, and it hasn't been confirmed, but the story is that he was waiting and waiting and waiting, and there were other guys there, and they'd been waiting, and... one of the technicians or whomever, hospital, someone who works at the hospital, you know, gave him a flippant remark and Reuben Foster got up in the dude's face and it got contentious and had to be separated or whatever. And Reuben Foster was sent home. Here's the deal at the combine. You're always on an interview. We heard the story about the guy who, you know, just seems like a bro and he picks you up at the airport. And while you're driving back from the airport, you know, the bro is talking to you. Hey, dude, and what's up? And yeah, man, where you partying? And when he actually works for the team,
yeah,
and you're actually in an interview at the time, and they want to see your real responses and all of that.
You think that was Sean McVay's job before he became head coach? Look at that guy. Yeah. He looks like a bro.
He's a bro. Yeah.
I bet he still does that. How many combine guys know Sean McVay? None of them.
They're probably like
Christian McCaffrey probably does.
Yeah, maybe.
He seems like a guy who loves it. Like,
well,
oh, that's it. No. He has all the coaches up.
Sean McVay is like, really? You're the head? What? When they find out, like, really? Yeah. You're the head coach? Yeah, it's you're always on an interview, and this may be something that they were doing. Make them sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see when they're in a situation where they're frustrated. Let's see how they respond. It could well be.
Could be.
That they set this up. And that's why I was calling Eric Winston. I saw a quote from Eric Winston about he was talking about, yeah, they're going to do anything they can to test your mettle, to see how you react to situations. And quite frankly, it's not good for Reuben Foster. It's not good to be sent home. Reuben Foster is a good football player, and he's going to be drafted, and he's going to be drafted high, and he's probably going to be okay. But you realize that Reuben Foster has a fuse.
Bad customer service. That's his big thing. That, like, oh, I'm knocking this guy off because he has bad customer service.
Wait a minute. I'm going to knock you out because of it. Now, see, that's the problem.
He got in his face. That was it.
He got in his face. But you know, if it came to it, that Reuben Foster will take your head off.
I see passion. I see a guy who doesn't stand for bad customer service.
So, in other words, assume when the cable guy finally gets there, there's going to be an incident.
Sir, you said between 9 and 10, it is currently 12.
It is 10:02.
10:02. Sir, if you don't... Oh, wait. So the NFL players have to respect the coaches' times, but nobody has to respect their time.
They didn't. There was no time limit on how long they were going to be in the hospital.
Reuben Foster stands for something that we all hate, bad customer service.
Well, right, and I would love to have Reuben Foster along when I go to the DMV, okay?
Yeah.
I would love to have him along and say, Reuben, look how long it's taken us here.
So you're afraid Reuben Foster during an NFL game is going to be like, guys, this halftime, you guys said 15 minutes. It's 15:02 now.
No.
What is your problem?
It's a 12-minute halftime. And secondly, they're always on time at the NFL. But I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about I give Reuben Foster millions and millions of dollars, and Reuben Foster is arrested for choking out a cable guy.
Hey, Blake Shelton.
I don't know.
Your national anthem should be no longer than a minute 30. We got a game to play.
No, I'm not worried about Blake Shelton at the game. I'm worried about Reuben Foster at TGI Fridays when his potato skins took 12 minutes.
Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah,
they shouldn't take that long. Reuben Foster probably yelps his ass off, too. He's probably yelping and writing reviews all the time.
You think that Reuben...
I think he just has a customer service problem.
I think he just walks up and punches you in the face.
Okay, so where are the other... are there other accounts of this happening during Alabama years? Anything?
Yeah, there was this incident out of Verizon Wireless where where they didn't have his iPhone 6.
You said 215.
You think that there's poor service at Verizon Wireless?
Yeah, I do.
He goes, and he tweets them all the time at Verizon. You said my phone would be ready at 2:15. I got there at 2:15. I didn't get my phone till 2:18. 3 out of 5 stars.
The Tuscaloosa of Verizon Wireless has banned him from the
building.
You're all making this up.
I'm not. So seriously, I'm looking at, like, are there other incidences of Reuben Foster having a short fuse?
At his most important interview, dude got sent home. That's kind of a big deal.
And who sent him home? The NFL did?
The NFL said, son, okay, you're going to have to control yourself. Wow. Beat it.
So the NFL is like, okay, this kid had an incident, so instead of like letting him answer,
wait. We don't have incidents in an interview. That's fine. If you came in here to sit down with Mr. Gao, mm-hmm. and in the waiting room, you were screaming at Esme, right, mm-hmm. because Mr. Gao took more time. If you know, he made you sit outside for an hour, mm-hmm. and you start screaming at Esme. Do you think you'd get an interview with Mr. Gao?
But it's different, right. Because
Reuben Foster ain't getting an interview either.
But wouldn't you want to keep him there if you're the NFL, so now he can answer questions regarding that, as opposed to now?
They'll ask him questions. Guess what?
Alabama's pro day. Everybody's going to be there.
I like on Pro Football Talk, whoever wrote this story has a great point, and this is something I would like to see also. Is Mike Florio, and he says, I can't wait for a day when the top prospect like Foster says, I'm not coming to your combine. You can draft me based on my college football career, or one of your competitors will.
Right.
Like, how cool would that be? And I'm not coming to your little stupid deal.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you like me and I'm a top prospect, if I'm the number one prospect.
You probably cost yourself some money, though.
Yeah.
Probably.
But you would take a stand. And Reuben Foster here took a stand and cost himself maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars because he's fighting against bad customer service.
Or
hey, sir, technician, do your job.
Or he's got a really short fuse.
Technician, do your job. And I bet he did it for everybody. And
I'm scared to pay him.
John, you can't put a price tag on dignity, John.
Nope.
That's not dignity. That's not dignity. It's how about having some patience?
Hey, do not waste my time.
Everybody else in there was, nobody else got in the dude's face.
Well, someone has to stand up for the little guy.
Yeah.
And that's what Reuben Foster
little guy?
He stood up for everyone.
In the world
everyone.
Of the NFL, yes.
The little guy.
He stood up for the sixth rounder that can't say anything. He stood up for the fifth rounder that doesn't have a voice. You know what Reuben Foster is?
6'2", 250. Hero. Whatever he
That's
is.
That's right. You know who he stood
little
up for?
Guy?
You stood up for the Western Carolina cornerback who can't say anything or he won't get drafted.
You're too busy looking at the physical.
It's his Alabama entitlement. In other words, he's from Tuscaloosa, and at Tuscaloosa, we get service.
What you don't understand, John, is with great power comes great responsibility. And Reuben Foster had a responsibility for the little guy.
No.
Like the fifth rounder.
Like the 5'11 running back from Tulsa, who couldn't say anything or go undrafted.
Because would go undrafted, yeah.
Listen, when I get to Del Frisco Steakhouse, I sit right down and I get my steak. That's what happens in Tuscaloosa.
No.
Right.
No, you know what he did? Here's
the scenario. So when I get here to the hospital, I expect you. I'm a Crimson Tide. I expect you to be ready, take my blood, and I'm out of here.
He doesn't seem like the type. He wasn't being selfish. He looked around and said,
he was doing it for the group.
Hey.
Because the story is, everybody was waiting.
White safety from NC Central. Who's going to speak up for that guy?
He said,
white
I can't
safety
do
from
I'm
NC
sure there's
Central.
One. I don't know.
Tom Robertson.
There's no white safeties at NC Central.
Because here's the actual story. They were all waiting for a really long time, and he just got frustrated. He's like,
but you know why? Because everyone's like, they're still there.
Yeah, but he was standing up for their rights. Because if a second rounder says that, he lost himself like two rounds, right? Reuben Foster is like, man, I can say it. I'm going to stand up for your rights, guys. And they're all like, no, Reuben, don't do it.
And what
don't
you
do it, Ruben. It's not worth it. And he goes, no. I will not stand for that customer service.
And John, what you missed, wasn't reported, was a slow clap. It was like.
And they said, which one of you is Reuben Foster? And he goes, I'm Reuben Foster. And then the fifth rounder goes, I'm Reuben Foster.
Did he stand on the chair like Norma Ray with the sign?
Maybe.
You think that?
Maybe.
He stood
which
on the
one
chair
of you guys is Reuben Foster?
I'm Reuben Foster.
No, I'm Reuben Foster.
And everybody.
And then the guy from the Geico commercial comes in and goes, hey, Reuben, here's your iced tea. And he's like, damn it. What are you doing?
You just ruined it.
10:01. You guys have ruined it.
I haven't ruined it.
You ruined a good story out of the combine.
No, it's a great. We're standing up for bad customer service.